And welcome back for another exciting episode of the Michael Deacon Program, reporting from the wastelands of California. The pleasure's all mine. First-time listeners out there, thanks for stopping in and checking out the show. We hope you stick around. Joining me tonight is Mr. Mike Hideous. He will be live and direct, and we will be talking about a plethora of topics, lots of audio from your favorite people on Earth. Plenty of things to get into, and of course your help is always needed. Give us a call whenever you'd like. 760-332-8945. One more time, 760-332-8945. I hope you had a good weekend wherever you are. And hello to the chat once again. Always nice to see all of you out there. Last show I spoke with Mr. Jeffrey Prather. Now that was a fantastic episode, and of course if you have not heard that one, please do so. Now I believe Mr. Mike Hideous is ready to go. Now let's bring him in. He's been patiently waiting. Mike, what's going on? I'm sorry for the wait there.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. I just was pumped up with the music again.
Right on.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. You know, I listen to the music and I get fired up.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, kind of, because I should start the show a little bit sooner and I'm there listening to the music.
Oh, well.
I'm distracted.
Yeah, I got to pay attention.
I sure do. And Mike, is everything going well for you out there? Have you been staying corona-free?
Corona-free, yes. I enjoy living my life without a mask. You know, the only thing I'm really suffering from is that I've had absolutely no work. And
right.
It's really taking its effect.
Have you been staying away from Chris Christie?
Chris Christie? Yeah, well, he's in another state. My governor is Tom Wolf, and he's a Democrat.
So he's a hack.
And I was going to say something worse, but I'm going to be nice.
You're going to be nice tonight. Okay.
But you know, he has shut down the businesses. He's made it completely difficult for many businesses to operate, and as a result, I am suffering.
Understood. And of course, it is Wednesday for those that are wondering, August 19th, 2020. And what else can I say, Mike, except Wednesdays stink?
Yeah.
They do. What can I say?
I guess, yeah, I suppose they could, especially if you're working Monday through Friday. Then again, it's Happy Hump Day.
It's the summer out here, as you know, Mike. The summer of love.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit.
But you have to understand, summer out here is death.
In what capacity?
Weather-wise.
Oh, yes.
We don't call it Hell Central for nothing out here.
I'll bet.
It's goddamn hot, like an oven.
I completely agree. I understand.
For sure. I recently got a chance to see more footage of the peaceful protesting, those lovely demonstrations out there in Portland.
Haven't they closed that crap down yet?
It's still going, man. Strong. It's still very strong.
Really?
Yeah, thanks to Twitter, I was able to see a random trans individual get their belongings taken from them and assaulted. By people of their own side, I'd have to imagine.
Michael, have you heard something about them saying in Seattle about, I believe it was, they were saying white people give up your homes?
Well, they were marching somewhere down the street, and I believe I've heard that they were chanting that. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
That's what I heard on the news, when was it, yesterday or Monday? I can't remember, but
it's not out of the realm.
I'm just so repulsed by all these people. They really annoy me, and I hope justice is served. But you know, the thing is, no matter how hard you try to see this protesting, as you will, as an American right, I'm sorry, I can't get into it because it's between them and the Democratic, I'm sorry, the communist politicians who are out there breaking laws left and right, and nothing happens to them. Nothing. If you were a Republican saying things like, you know, white people or even black people give up your homes, I mean, could you imagine? They would be crucified.
That'd be pretty wild.
I can't take it anymore.
That'd be pretty wild, but I'm glad you're not on Twitter watching these videos, Mike. I was able to see another guy get his head sucker kicked off his shoulders, basically.
That's terrific. Yeah. I'm so happy about that. I got to tell you, Michael, I have not gone online in weeks.
You don't need to.
I go on like real quick, maybe to get some stuff on my Facebook page or email, but I can't watch it. It's insanity.
You don't need to, my friend.
Insanity.
You have me to watch for you. It's okay.
Okay.
You know, I love violence, but not this way. But it's hard for me to turn away, though, Mike. I'm addicted to seeing this. I can't help it. So his head was already bleeding from what I think might have been an accident he had just got into while trying to avoid getting beat up by friendly protesters.
Is this the guy who was pulled out of his car and
that's right
beaten up? That's
sure
him,
was.
Right? Yeah, I heard about that on the news.
Pretty
as well.
Amazing stuff there.
I have something I would like to read to you that I picked up a couple of weeks ago.
Go ahead.
See, I have it right here on my laptop. Let me get rid of these windows. Where is it? Where
close
is
the porn. Close those tabs, Mike.
Shh. What's wrong with you?
I'll erase your history when you pass. Don't worry.
Okay. Here it is. Where is it? There is it was on Yahoo.
Uh-oh.
It was on Yahoo, and it was an article. They were talking about how these militias are forming, obviously, and I'm assuming either independents or Republicans who are forming these militias. These are gun owners, people who own AR-15s, MP-15s, and many other types of weapons, you know, armed weapons. I should say firearms. And this has been going on for years. There's been militias out there for years, and they're just basically protecting their land, their property, and so on and so forth. So the article states, get this, that we are in more danger from these militias, who, mind you, have done nothing, than we are in danger from Antifa and BLM and the Socialist Party known as Democrats.
And by the way, Mike, you are armed, as we talked about before.
To the teeth.
So you're good.
I am goddamn good.
No rocks through the windows.
Oh, and if they are, they'll be facing a barrel.
Understood. I got a bit of a crash course by Enlightened and preparing recently. I won't get into detail, but I learned a few things from this gentleman, one of our fabulous listeners out there, Mike.
That anybody I know?
No, he's a listener. Well, he's called in actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that guy? I don't want to mention.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
All right. Hey, before I forget, I got to tell you some interesting news. I was at the post office today.
Oh boy.
And I ran into some people who I didn't know live on my street. They're from my community, and we were talking. And we just happened to. They saw the bumper stickers on my car, and they were like, "Oh, we love your bumper stickers," and we start talking. Turns out. This guy says to me, I told him about, remember the rock?
Oh, the
that
rock.
Was left on my
yes.
property, the hate rock.
How can I forget?
How can you forget? All right. This guy tells me they found out who that person was.
Oh, shit. Did they?
Yes. And they are right on the opposite side of my block, or like, on, you know, around the block opposite of me. And I don't know if the hideout where I live, if they did anything or if they just left it. But I'll tell you one thing. I do plan on finding out who that person is, and if I can, I would like to approach them and tell them that they got a lot of nerve for doing what they did.
Are you going
to
leave a rock at their door?
I was thinking about leaving a rock at their property.
Why not?
Telling them that not all cops are bastards, but cowards like you are assholes.
Wow. Well, why don't you do that?
I would like to.
You should. I would.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I will.
I would leave them a little present, you know. Leave a Molotov at their door.
Yeah, that would be nice, but then I don't want to push it.
I know. Don't. I'll edit that part out.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you've been staying.
I had to bring that up. I just had to tell you that was some interesting.
It's pretty interesting because I was thinking about that rock, so I'm glad I mentioned that.
You were thinking.
I was thinking
rock.
About the goddamn rock. My God. So I'm glad you've been COVID-free, Mike. I'm very glad to hear that. I don't want you to end up like Herman Cain.
Herman Cain, no. I'm not going to end up like him.
Good. For those who don't know, he was taken by the CCP virus. Rest in peace to that poor individual. And of course, Donald Trump's brother also passed away recently. No reason given for the cause of death. But of course, that sparked speculation that he might have succumbed to COVID-19. However, upon further review, Mike, he had a pre-existing brain condition of sorts.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's too bad. Mr. Robert Stewart Trump.
I was unaware of this.
A real estate developer and business executive, by the way. Hmm. Wow. Apparently, they're like good friends, too.
Him and his brother?
Yeah. Huh. They're very good friends, but that's life, man.
Yeah.
That's life. Definitely. Yeah, and of course, I saw a random video, speaking of Trump, and speaking of his personal life, I don't mean to get right into this, but let's have some fun tonight. Of course, there was another random video I saw on Twitter of Donald Trump getting out of his private plane there with the wife and kid, and he reaches down aiming for Melania's hand, which I assume he was trying to hold, and she did not comply, Mike. I'm wondering what that's all about, by the way. I know
you said that last time.
It happened again. It happened again. We've seen this sort of thing in the past with the president and the first lady. And of course, it's drawn plenty of theories throughout this time, as you know, Mike. What do you think is going on there, Mike, in your opinion? I've seen that sort of thing happen before with couples, the dreaded cold hand.
Truth be told, I have no comment to that. All I can possibly say is that...
could be anything, really.
It could have been anything, yeah. Really. You're right. I don't comment to that. I don't.
Yeah, it's just fun to speculate. I don't know what's going on, but when a woman refuses to hold your hand, and especially in public, it's, well, for me personally, it's always been a solid indication that something went down. Perhaps he's in the proverbial doghouse, Mike. I don't know.
That's possible.
Yeah, I've had a few ex-girlfriends that were like that with me, too.
I just don't have a comment. I really can't comment on that.
All I'm saying is I'm glad I didn't get quarantined with some of these ex-girlfriends of mine. What a blessing from the gods.
Yeah.
I would have caught a case, Mike. I'm joking, of course, but it's possible.
You and me both.
Well, to be honest, Mike, I've never lifted a hand to any woman at any time in my life. And I've had women hit me before, no doubt. But of course, Mike, I allowed myself to be hit, to be honest, because I'm quite elusive.
Yeah.
I have evaded a couple of slaps thrown my way with deadly intentions, I'm telling you. Oh, the rage was there, Mike, I'm telling you. But thankfully, I understand distance and how to slip punches and slaps. It's always good, but goddamn.
Social distance.
That's right. That's right.
I've taken a few punches and slaps and... even a scissors came at me once.
Wait a minute, scissors?
Yeah, I was like, I think I was 19.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was dating this girl, and I think I told you this story. We were parked in front of my house, and we were having an argument, and she, of course, you know, as usual, I'm wrong. I'm always wrong.
Right.
And she came at me. She like literally went in her purse, pulled out a scissors, and like went to come at me. I'm like, "Are you nuts?" And wow. She was.
Clearly.
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 Oh Lord, well, I can pick them.
Well, I mean, at that point, you probably need to defend yourself. At that point.
Well, all I did was grab her hand with the scissors in it as she came at me. I was lucky enough to, you know, to catch her hand in time. I mean, Lord knows what could have happened had she, you know, done something serious.
Imagine waking up with a pair of scissors to your throat.
Yeah.
Oof.
No.
That's troubling, man.
Yep.
That's always been a nightmare of mine, to be honest.
Yeah, you've mentioned that. Somebody, like, you know, cutting off your privates.
Not even that. Not even a Lorena Bobbitt sort of a horror story. It's just the fact that the person that you love or thought you loved could be holding a knife or a gun in your head.
Right.
That's like some mobster shit there.
Indeed. I hope that never happens.
I hope that doesn't happen to either of us or anyone out there listening.
Yeah.
That's the... Yep. It's terrible.
Oh. What a world.
Right. So, Mike, a few days ago, I did a show with Jeffrey Prather.
Yes. Yes.
Did you end up hearing that?
I did. Yes.
Did you like that interview?
Prather. I love Prather. Yes. Well, everything Prather does blows my freaking mind. Yes, I heard it, and I thought it was fabulous.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, we'll interview him coming up again soon.
Cool.
Now,
You know, there was a couple of things he mentioned, as usual, that as blew usual. My mind.
All the time, Ryan.
I should have wrote them down because I would have been able to talk to you about them, but I can't remember what they were.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
There was a lot that he talked about that was really mind-blowing.
By the way, when I said come on, man, I said that in, you know.
In Biden.
In Biden, right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And you know, he's not even running for president. It's Communist Harris that the – wait, Camille – wait, what's her name?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, Communist Harris.
Communist Harris, is that your name for her?
That's her name. My name for her, yes.
Wait, you're getting nervous, man. Calm down.
Come on, man.
I don't know what that was all about, by the way. I don't know what he was getting excited about.
It's something new every day.
I wish I had some context to that one.
Wait, you're getting nervous, man.
Yeah, calm down, Mike.
He is not good under pressure. Have you noticed that there's going to be like no, he wants no debates with President Trump?
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I think the only debate he wants to do is like virtual so that he can get answers from other people when he's posed with a tough question.
So he's going to be wearing a wire.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
I thought all of
them
kind of.
If not a wire, I would think that somebody would be there listening, maybe typing or I don't know, telling him what to say. I just don't know. He's a loser.
He's been out and about doing interviews. He's been saying some crazy things as usual. Here's a clip of him right here.
I'm a public defender. And I used to have to interview my clients down by the train station, Amtrak, the Northeast Extension, the Northeast Corridor. And I thought that before they were arraigned. And 40 years later to the month in January of 2018, I found myself in a circumstance where, 2012, I found myself standing in the same spot I had stood 40 years earlier. And I didn't intend that. I was waiting for a train to come. And I was looking out to the left of my view was southeast Wilmington, which had been burned to the ground and it's back and flourishing. I looked across what they call the Third Street Bridge to an all black community, which in fact is back up, still has some troubles. And I was waiting for a black man, Tom, to come and pick me up.
Oh, that's right. This is an interview he did with Tom Hanks, by the way.
Tom Hanks.
And a black man just happened to make the story, by the way.
A black man.
Story's bullshit, by the way.
In Philadelphia, a guy named Barack Obama, on the 17th of January, to take me to Washington, a trip I've made 1,000 times, commuting every day, to be sworn in as president and vice president.
I don't think that's true, by the way.
Oh, he does lie. He does make up some crazy stories.
I think you made that up, by the way. And Mike, you can't see this right now, but I have a photograph of Mike Lindell in the chat room, the creator and originator of MyPillow.
Oh, that guy was a former crack addict. Did you know that?
He sure was. He actually has a pretty incredible story, man.
Yeah, he's done quite well for him. I'm very influenced by this guy's life. I shouldn't say that, but the guy was
he's a bit inspirational.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, but yes, he definitely was long and lost into the drug world, as they say.
Yep.
Went deep down that path and homeless. And of course, he created this pillow that made him all kinds of money. It's pretty remarkable, really.
Yep.
The American dream, right?
Yes, sir.
And now, Mike, here he is fighting with Anderson Cooper. Are you ready for this one, Mike?
Let me hear it.
Here we go. If it plays now.
Okay.
And now we're not getting audio.
No, brother.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Ah, well, Mike, I'm sure the audio would work if I unmuted the channel.
Hey, there you go.
There we go.
Since which has not been studied in any meaningful way can cure COVID, and you have a financial stake in the company, you would profit from it if this is being sold widely. Morally, is that right?
Well, you know, I was contacted on Easter Sunday after, you know, that I've told the whole country to pray for the answer for this pandemic. And it's a great administration has had me anything I hear out there of whether it be good sanitizers or cures or anything to bring it back to the task force. So this guy called me on Easter Sunday and said he had an answer to the virus. And I reached out to my friend, Secretary Carson, who's on the task force, and he's a doctor, and he looked into it all, got everything from the company, and he said, this is the real deal. It's been tested by over 1,000 people to be safe. Medical tests.
Wait a minute, stop. Let's stop. There's no public peer-reviewed studies about this. There's no
There's no human trials
that have been published anywhere.
Yeah, there's safety tests that was done in 2016 for over 1,000 people that it's safe to take. And if it's safe to take, that's when I started taking.
Where is this study? The only study or report out is a one report from the University of Texas. That was a preprint study, and that was only involving cells in a test tube.
No, there's been human studies, absolutely human studies. Stop, and it's been
sir,
tested
where,
for phase one, phase
sir,
two.
Where are
the
these
FDA's,
human,
the FDA,
where are
the
these human studies? Why aren't they publicly reviewed out there? Why aren't they been peer reviewed?
Well, the 1,000 people are out there. I don't know if you can't find it. I'm not a medical doctor. I just know that Ben Carson, who's on the task force, he brought it to the president going,
Ben Carson has in the past, you know, been paid to promote supplements and got in trouble for it back in 2015. So he has a track record on that. You are telling people that this cures COVID. You have no studies to prove it. And you're saying 1,000 people were tested.
You know what? I got my own study. When I seen the test of 1,000 people that it was safe, that's all I needed.
Sir, okay, if you've seen this test, where is it?
I've been taking it since April.
Where is it? If you've seen this test, where is it?
100 of my friends and family. This thing works. It's the miracle of all time.
Sir, you said you've seen this test. Where is it?
The tests are out there. The 1,000 people, phase one and phase two.
Where is the test? Show it to us.
I don't have the
name
test
where it's from. Who did the test? What university? What doctors?
Well, you'd have to talk to. I guess you'd have to have Dr. Carson and then the company that all the
you
tests.
You said
that
you
were
saw
done
the
on
test.
Your
you read the test. So tell me about the test. Where was it done?
The test. It was done on over 1,000 people.
Where was
safety.
It? Where was it done? And what were the procedures for the test? You read this. Let's hear
the
it.
The procedures are. It was used against cancer. So they did. When you do a safety test of phase one and phase two, it's to see if there's any
there's been no phase one and phase two on this drug, that? Sir. There's been no phase one and phase two on
this
drug,
yeah,
sir.
Absolutely there has. The FDA has had it since April. 100%. You're just misconstrued because the media is trying to take away this amazing
yes!
cure that
sir,
works for
sir,
everybody.
So just for our viewers, you have no medical background. You're not a scientist. A guy called you in April, said he had this product. You are now on the board and going to make money from the sale of this product.
The reason he reached out to you
is because you have the ear of the president. So he gets a meeting with the president and you stand to make money from this. How do you sleep at night?
Anderson, that's your narrative.
I just got on the board last week because they want,
I don't care about the money. I think I've proven that.
Really?
I give millions of dollars to everything that happens from hurricanes to $4 million worth of masks that I gave out free from pocket. I just want to say, if you let me talk here,
sure.
I will tell you, they put me on the board last week because when this gets approved by the FDA, which it will, it's passed every safety test. They have all the studies done, which
the
you
FDA
and him
doesn't
have
really
system.
Approve
FDA,
supplements.
When this comes out, this company wanted me because I help people. That's my passion. And I can scale things to get it out to everybody to save our country, to save lives.
How are you different than a snake oil salesman? You have no medical background. There's no evidence of the substance.
You know
it hasn't been tested in animals or humans.
I think my platform stands by itself. I have a platform that God gives.
And that was Mike Lindell.
Wow.
With his interview with Anderson Cooper. My goodness.
Anderson Cooper, is that little snot-nosed, feeble little piece of crap from CNN?
I don't know if that's him.
Oh, the short, like dirty blonde hair, I think.
Is he that short? I thought he was a bit taller.
Maybe he is tall. I don't know, but I know he's a piece of crap. That's what I know.
Amazing.
That's what I'm trying to wonder, if that's him.
Most likely, yes.
What a scum. What a piece of scum.
That was quite interesting.
You know, if they did their effing job, the media, maybe they'd find out the facts that they don't want to talk about. Or maybe he does know and he just doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to give this guy an inch. What a scumbag. What a scumbag. And by the way, what was it they were talking about? Were they talking about the chloro?
They were talking about a different treatment, really.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit of a plant extract. And he was trying to put it over it, of course. Anderson Cooper not very happy about it.
Of course not. Yes. You know what channel that was from? What news channel that was from?
Well, that was CNN.
It was CNN. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's it's got to be the guy I'm thinking of.
That's him. Well, there's a few of them out there, and they all kind of look alike. But yes, with the blonde hair.
Yep.
Kind of looks like Mike Pence.
What a jackass.
I think Mike Pence probably dated in another life. They look the same. I mean, Anderson Cooper's out of the closet, but Mike Pence is not. I really wish he would just come out. It's you know, it's okay to be a homosexual in the year 2020. I just wish he could come out of the closet.
What makes you say that? Why are you so convinced that he's
just look at the guy.
Yeah, but looks aren't everything.
Yeah, but I'm from California. I could sniff these guys out.
Oh, you have gaydar?
I have gaydar. It's a real thing.
Is it?
I know where they are, Mike.
I was never good at gaydar. I could never tell. Like, I used to have friends that were kind of, hey, do you know I'm gay? I'm like, no,
I'll figure you out.
Idea.
I'll figure out real quick. Trust me, I'll figure you out quick.
Do you have
yes.
that gaydar? I can't figure it out.
Absolutely, absolutely, 100%. That is a fact. That's not some made up bullshit.
I'm the same way, though, with women. I could never tell when a girl was hitting on me.
That's a gay guy, I'm telling you.
Is it?
I'm convinced.
Maybe it is. Who knows?
I got no problem with that. I mean, you don't have to be married to be a homo. You'd be a homosexual, and you know, you're in the closet. You don't tell anybody. Look at John Travolta.
Yeah, look at Tom Cruise.
Look at Tom Cruise. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I have nothing wrong with it. I mean, some people do. I think they might have an issue with being gay themselves, perhaps. I don't know.
Perhaps.
I got no issues with them, though. If that's the way they want to rock it, I'm all for it, my friends. I'm sorry. If that angers anyone... well, you could kick rocks.
I like that. That's a good saying.
All I'm saying is you could come out. It's okay. We love you. Now, to lie in the mood here, Mike, I saw a Howard Stern video come up on my feed on YouTube, and it was an interview he did with Metallica just recently. And I thought, well, that should be interesting. I should check that out. So I was able to listen, and I was able to listen there, and of course, another place. I was able to fully hear that interview, Pirate Life, by the way, and SiriusXM, don't get upset with me, please. So I listened to the interview, and I really liked the interview, to be honest, and I know I've been kind of critical of the king of all media, but respect to Howard Stern, whether you like the guy or not, he has done a lot for the radio industry.
Right.
Yeah, so you can't really hate on the man too much. And of course, Mike, listening to the interview, he brought up a lot of interesting points, and Stern brought up the glam era and asked if he asked the bandmates of Metallica if back in the day they saw what was going on MTV and thought, and by looking at, you know, the other people dressed as women during that era, and Stern was asking if you saw that on TV, did you think that perhaps that's what you needed to do to make it in the industry, you know, dressing up like a chick?
I'm going to say they said no.
Yeah, they said no for sure. And it made me think, though, I wonder if Mike ever considered dressing up that way during back in the glam rock era.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. All right. Let
Go
me
ahead,
answer that
Mike.
Question.
Go ahead.
I am proud to say I have never got into hair metal or the glam rock.
Not scene. You never got into that.
Now, some people will say, well, you know, Kiss was glam rock. Maybe they were, but they didn't.
Kind of.
They weren't like Cinderella or White Snake.
Cinderella stunk on ice, by the way.
Poison. Yeah, they all, in my opinion, they all stunk. I didn't like any of those bands.
Poison.
You got to remember, when I was a freshman in high school, I was into heavy metal. AC/DC, Judas Priest, Van Halen.
So you weren't really rocking the goth look yet?
No, I didn't rock the goth thing until I was 22 years old.
Okay, so way out of high school then.
Yeah, I was punk rock. I was punk rock, hardcore punk rock.
For like sure.
Straight edge punk rock.
Oof.
And so...
That still boggles my mind.
Yeah, well, you know, I That was me back then. I didn't... I had no desire to... poof my hair up.
Mr. X is on his fists.
Yeah, that's right.
Wild.
That's right.
Wild stuff. I can't even imagine that. Wow. Good times. So, yes, Mike, you weren't rocking the goth look during that era. Not so much.
However, Michael, here we go. Let's be perfectly clear here.
Yes.
Even when I did get into goth, I didn't look like, you know, like a woman. As a matter of fact, in 1990, it was 91, might have been 91, when I took a trip to California, to LA, for my first time to meet with Sean Brennan from London After Midnight, the band London After Midnight, I met up with him and another guy from another band. And when I arrived, being from the East Coast, I looked like I had a tan compared to these guys.
Wow.
And I mean, they're white face, wearing dresses, wearing flamboyant ruffled shirts. That wasn't me. I was still, even though I was into the gothic rock, my influences were bands like Fields of the Nephilim.
Nice.
Sisters of Mercy. You know, these bands didn't dress like women. They
right.
were, it was sort of like, I always sort of saw it as a glamorized version of punk rock, in my opinion.
Well, you still wore the tight vinyl pants, though.
Never wore vinyl pants.
You never wore the vinyl pants?
Once, just once, at a show that I did, and they were women's pants. I
knew it. I knew it. There we go.
When I played at the Limelight, I wore a pair of vinyl pants, but I never liked them.
But
I was more of a...
Yeah, but you didn't go all out. You weren't so much like, let's say, Boy George, respected Boy George, by the way.
That's right, and no, I wasn't.
I just thought I'd ask.
And I did like New Wave. I got into New Wave in my later years of
really?
High school. Yeah, yeah. Not Boy George. I was into like Psychedelic Furs, the B-52s, Big Country, old Gary Numan, that whole scene. And then eventually from there, that's when I eventually moved it to punk rock.
Interesting. Well, Mike, I did have some emails I did want to go over with you. And of course, there was one in particular that was asking, and I need to bring this up before I even forget. They didn't want me to read it in its entirety, and I'll show that to you later, but they did have one question, and they had asked, and it's a little bit dark here, Mike, and I'm not sure if you want to answer it now or not, but we'll see. He was asking about drugs, Mike, and he has a bit of a habit himself with heroin, and I know, Mike, at one time you used heroin for a while, right?
That's right.
He wanted to know how you were able to kick the habit.
Oh, great. The listener who – is it a listener or just somebody who wrote in?
It's a listener.
Okay. Listener, mm-hmm. let me give you some advice. I know what you're going through. Heroin is the, in my personal opinion, the most addictive, complicated drug to get off of. And until you are absolutely ready, you won't come off of it. You have to be willing to say, all right, I'm done. I don't want to be like this anymore. I want to stop stealing money or whatever. If you are stealing money to get drugs or whatever it is you're doing to get these drugs, I don't know if you're shooting up or snorting it. If you are snorting it, you're wasting it. You should be shooting it up because that's the best way to do it. But
amazing.
That's a little joke. That's a little joke. But seriously, in all seriousness, you want to get off of it. You can try going to a doctor and explain to them the circumstances. There are doctors out there that you don't have to go to a clinic, like a clinic where you go and get the methadone. But if you go to a doctor, if you have the money to pay for a doctor, you can go there and they'll prescribe for you what's called Suboxone.
Suboxone
will get you off of heroin. Here's my suggestion to you. The first thing you need to do, if you're shooting up, if you are snorting, it's not nearly as addictive as it's addictive either way, but doing it intravenously is the quickest rush. That's how you get extremely addicted. That's how I was doing it. All right. Intravenously. My suggestion to you is start bringing yourself down from however much you're bringing. I was doing like 7 bags a time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I had a death wish. I really didn't care. And I was taking other drugs along with that. So like when the doctor did see me, he was like, I can't believe you're alive, based on everything I was taking. So again, listener. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to try to bring yourself down. If you're let's just say example, if you're taking 3 bags at a time, bring yourself down to 1 bag if you can, and only do it twice a day, every 8 hours. All right. I know it's tough and you're going to have some problems, you know, with the shakes and the sweating and the breathing, but try to bring yourself down. The more you can bring yourself down, the better it's going to be, so that when they switch you over to Suboxone, because I think you got to go for 24 hours without anything before you even take the Suboxone. But once you start taking it, you're going to be okay.
We choose truth over facts.
Yes. The only other thing I can recommend to you is if you can get your hands on, say, like Percocet or Vicodin, and supplement that with the heroin, and then bring yourself down little by little. And then again, go to the doctor, tell them you need to get off the drugs, and that should help you. This way, it'll save you time from going to the methadone clinic where you got to be there at like 7 in the morning, 7:30 right. in the morning to get a drink of methadone. So there are doctors out there that will help you to avoid having to go to a clinic. That's my advice. And I wish you luck.
We're going to cure cancer.
I hope everything works out for you.
By the way, we're not going to cure cancer. I'm just playing that clip, by the way. In case anyone wondered about Biden right there.
Poor That's kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
I got to say, Bernie. That was a very, very interesting letter.
That came out of left field.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed that. That was really cool. And the fact that they asked me, I'm kind of flattered in a way.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad they asked. I'm glad they wrote in.
I wish you luck, listener. I really hope everything works out for you. And if there's anything else I can help you with in trying to get off of it, write to me at either my Facebook page or my email, both of which you can find either on my MikeHideous.com or Hideous Mike on the Facebook page. You can find my email and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
Don't worry, Mike. I'll piss you off right now. Next story here, the craziest and most outrageous thing I've heard yet. Kim Jong-un orders pet dogs to be confiscated in North Korea.
I hate that, man.
What do you guys say about that, Mike? Isn't that how trashy, right?
And why?
Why
is he ordering this?
Apparently, the authorities have identified household with pet dogs and are forcing them to give them up. Or so, they're forcefully confiscating them. And putting them down.
Why?
I apparently there's a food shortage going on. So they're eating
dogs.
They're
going to kill the dogs and eat them.
Absolutely. Jeez. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can. This is Korea. This is North Korea.
I can't believe it. That is horrendous.
Dude, have you ever had a dog before?
Not personally, but I was very good friends with almost every neighbor's dog. To be honest, they've always come to my yard and I was always nice to them. Yeah. But never owned one myself.
The reason I asked, Michael, have you ever looked into a dog's eyes when it's happy?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. How could you kill an animal like that? How could you kill any animal like that?
I can't.
My point exactly.
I never have either. I never hit a dog or a cat, nothing like that.
I sincerely hope Kim Jong-fat? Shot in the head and they stick a pole up his ass and roast him.
That might happen. You never know.
I hope so.
By the way, how do you feel about possums?
They're cool. I like possums.
I kind of don't.
Why? What'd they do to you?
They just look really odd.
Oh, so they look odd.
They look odd. I'm a racist against the possum. It's true. You know, I'll admit something awful that I did one time. I was in San Diego and I had just gotten food and I finished a Gatorade that I was drinking on the road, and I saw a possum on top of the garbage there, and I threw my Gatorade at it. I missed, though. You know, I overthrew
You're
it.
You're a racist against possums.
I don't like rats, man. I just don't.
Well, they're not rats. Possum, opossum are not rats, even though they're part of the rodent family.
I don't know what they are, but I just don't like them. I don't like that fucking face.
As a matter of fact, they're not even mammals. They are marsupials.
Some people eat those things, too.
They do.
I'm good, though. I'm not going to eat that shit. No, I'm straight.
I'm straight? Is that what you said?
That's what I said. I'm straight, brother. I'm not eating that.
I don't eat possum. I'm straight.
I'm good. I'd rather eat something else. I'd rather eat like a fucking insect of sorts.
Yes, that a lot of protein in those.
Yeah, might as well. By the way, there was another email, Mike, from Terry. Was asking, well, he didn't ask. He just said, hi, dude, how do I call into your show? Bro, sorry, but I'm not too tech savvy, but I'm not tech dumb. I just want to talk to you and tell you how much I appreciate your podcast.
thanks.
And that was from Terry. But Terry, you know, we're here live on YouTube. You just have to subscribe to the channel and then you'll find out when we are live. And you can call into the show by calling in 760-332-8965.
47.
It's not 8965?
I thought it was 8947.
Did I mess up the number?
I thought you said
Or did you mess up the number?
47.
No, I could have sworn that's... No, I'm right. It is 8965.
Yeah, all right. Now, hold on. I'm going to write it down. I got five different crossouts here. 8937, you said? Wait.
8965. Yeah, that's the new number.
Okay, last week I heard 8947 was a new number, but that's cool. I got it.
I might have done that myself. I don't know.
Maybe that's why nobody called in last
Maybe.
Time the show.
You never know. By the way, Jim is asking, I'm an alcoholic. What's the advice, Mikey?
Seriously, is this a joke or like, is he serious?
I don't know if he's serious or not, but I doubt it. But I think that's sort of self-explanatory, what you need to do.
It depends on how long you've been drinking, first of all. Obviously, if you've screwed up your liver, you know, from drinking bad.
Well, I could tell you firsthand, my uncle passed away from alcoholism.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go down that road, I'm telling you.
I don't know what's worse, Michael, alcoholism or heroin, because alcoholism really screws up your
both
liver.
Are terrible.
Yep.
Trust me, Jim, you don't want to be asking someone to get you a beer while you are on your deathbed. I've been there. I don't think you want to see that.
I hope
don't
he's
drink.
Kidding.
I hope he's kidding too. So don't drink too much. Scotland, he says. Scotland, pal, he says.
That worries. Wait. Scotland as in the country or Scotland, that's his name?
Scotland is where he's from, I believe.
Oh, everybody drinks in Scotland.
There you go.
England. When I was in England and Scotland, like for breakfast,
eating. Right.
Like, damn, man. Like, gosh.
Well, I had an Irish friend and I'll just leave it at that. You can just imagine how he was with his family when I was around. Always trying to get me drunk.
Yeah, they love drinking.
Even the guy's mother was trying to get me drunk.
And they all smoke, too.
They do.
Everybody I met in England.
She was. She partaked.
She partaked?
That's right. She liked to party.
Yikes.
They all do. And they were all stand-up citizens, too. School teacher. One worked for the IID.
Wow.
Oh, I've said too much. Caller, what's going on? How are you?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I mean, I only got about 8% on my phone here, so.
So you're going to die.
Make it count, right?
Make it count.
Make it count.
There you go.
Where's Terry?
Who?
Is this Terry?
Terry.
Terry.
Terry Bradshaw?
Not too tech savvy.
From the NFL?
That's what I hear.
He's a good broadcaster.
Oh, great broadcaster. Good quarterback.
So. Yeah, he played pretty good ball. I thought so, in my opinion.
Good back.
A lot of these guys, by the way, I've always laughed because I hear them, these broadcasters making fucking millions of dollars, and all these ex-NFL players, they all sound like they never lost a game in their lives.
This is true.
They all sound
pretty
like
pathetic.
They all sound like legends, right?
Oh, God.
Love that. So what's going on with you? How are you, man?
In this state. Doing good. It's like, been staying busy here. You can see I haven't been on the social medias the past week or so it's good.
Take right.
A break. But Jim and I are going pretty hard here. So we're hoping to have a launch this weekend or next. The rules are no stress.
Right. So, by the way, for those out there, the caller right here, I'm not sure if you want me to say your name or not, but.
I don't give a shit. Yeah, dude. Yeah, man.
Enlightened and preparing is wanting to know who you are.
Exactly.
But yes, early on in the game, you were actually telling me about the NBA folding up before the news broke.
Oh yeah, good times.
That was wild.
No,
you told
I got
me
it back, and it. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, pretty wild. I didn't expect that. I believed you because I've been talking about
weird night.
Yeah, I've been talking about all these things happening. I mentioned how the vaccination will be mandated, and people were laughing. People were saying you're crazy, you're pushing fear, and I thought, just wait.
There is no virus.
It's a hoax, right?
Yeah, it's just not real. Like one of my favorite people told me that on the phone after I told him about my buddy, that all that shit I went through, and I was just like, He's like, I just got to tell you, Dave, I don't know where you fucking stand already on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's your take. I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm just telling you what happened to me, man. It's like, I don't need you ramming bullshit down my throat.
You're right.
The little, you know, 10 to 15% we disagree. That's the one thing you gotta push in my chest a little bit. But whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. So what's going on with you tonight?
I'm just hanging out, man. It's a random night where I actually caught you live.
I know. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. And I'm glad you've been listening to the show for a while now.
Finally got to say what's up to Mike, too, man. Shit.
There he is. Go ahead.
Hi, man.
How you doing, buddy? How's it going, bud?
Right.
Right on. Yeah. By the way, good advice on the heroin. I was fighting it all the way with you in the chat room there, buddy.
Oh, right. Thank you. Why was there?
No, I mean, as recovering myself, I mean, whatever, you know, pain in the fucking ass, and I got off methadone cold turkey, like 200 milligrams a day. So that was even way harder, which was really stupid. Don't anybody do that, by the way. But don't get on methadone, because that's a fucking dude. It's worse in my opinion.
Trap.
But that's it's a fucking nightmare. It's only legal here in America too. Like they've banned it like throughout the rest of the world, pretty much, from my understanding. So,
okay.
That should tell you everything you need to know.
Right.
Jesus.
Thank you.
But yeah, for real, man. I mean, like anybody struggling with that shit, it's really, really rough.
So what else is going down out there in terms of anything you've heard? Any new info?
No, nothing.
Everything's still shit, basically.
It's better, a little better than shit. I mean, I have a little hope for humanity here.
I'm hoping.
Yes, that's what's keeping me going. And the it's comedy at this juncture. What else are we supposed to do with this information? Like, except spread it? You know, there's comedy. It's a fucking cosmic tragedy. Like, this is turned into a cosmic tragedy. So let's just laugh and, you know, call spade spades when we see it. Call bullshit.
Yes, and this is David, by the way, for those that are wondering.
Oh, yeah. Record arachnid high. But anyway. Yeah, seriously though, like, yeah, I think it's important that we do that. So it's going to be a fun fall.
It really is. I can't wait.
Look at how shitty this product is at the NBA. I know you don't give a shit, but like, I mean, dude, I've been invested in this for too many years. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, it's total trash. It's like a fucking, not to be like that, but it's like a BLM fucking, you'd think it was literally like 1960 Jim Crow.
That's right.
Motherfuckers are being like, it's literally, I mean, the ads on NBA, just watching Bucks trying to get back into it, trying to like, okay, this was the season, you know, like this was it. You know, I've been waiting freaking so like 30 years for this, you know, diehard living in Michael Jordan country.
Yeah,
like,
are you kidding me? You're a very hardcore basketball fan, by the way. And I know we've been very critical of all sports here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we'll continue to be. So, but I mean, it's a shit show. And I can only assume their ratings are absolutely taking a nosedive. So,
oh yeah.
I mean, good. It's just terrible, good. Terrible programming. We lost our first, we lose the, like, what number one seeds have ever lost to a number eight, like the worst seed in the playoffs? Both the Lakers and my Bucks decided to do that on whatever Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm still surprised. I'm still surprised the season is moving forward, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a damn joke, dude. It's like, oh, I'm rooting for equality. I'm rooting for justice. I'm rooting for Black Lives Matter. Like, what? whatever. Whatever. Have fun with that. Have fun with that. Y'all bought it. Have fun. But yeah,
amazing.
I'm still gonna root for the Bucks. I can't help it. Budenholzer doesn't wear a mask. That's my only hope, right? My coach doesn't wear a mask on the sideline.
For sure. Well, I do want to thank you for calling in with that. Appreciate the call.
Right. Nice update, right? I'm gonna check out, guys. Have a beautiful night.
Yeah, call in
finally
again.
Finally to be able to chat, hang out, whatever. So we'll be in touch, pal.
Yeah,
and Mike,
call.
It's a pleasure finally getting a chance to shoot the shit with you a little bit. Good to hear your laugh back too.
That's very cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. And I'll hit you up on Facebook. I avoided it at all costs. Niche knows. I mean, Michael, you know, I can't handle this shit, dude. But
I know.
I'll do the deed and hit you up on Facebook. I've been meaning to do that anyway, Mike. So.
You got it, sure. Brother.
Got it.
All right. Cheers, gentlemen. Have a beautiful evening, and we will talk again soon.
Take it easy out there.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Good night. Peace. And there he goes. That was David.
David.
Yeah, he was very early on in the game telling me about the NBA going through all their protocols. He was the one to tell me very early on that all these things were going to happen. And they did.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
And David's a good guy.
Sounds like it.
Yes. And, of course, Mike. I don't know why I was calling you Michael all of a sudden. But that's also your name as well.
That's right.
And we have another one here from Andrea.
Letter? Email?
Email. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She goes, thought you and your co-host might like this intro. Link below. You both could use a thinking upgrade, really, after the information Michael Horn conveyed during tonight's show. Obviously, this was when we did the interview with Michael Horn, and I just saw this email today. So she goes, after the information Michael Horn conveyed during tonight's show, especially about the evidence supporting the case and the vital and valid COVID-19 data, all you two could yap about afterwards was the dinosaur photo and Jackie Chan. Wake the you-know-what up, man. Sound like Bernie Sanders at the end there. Wake the you-know-what up, man.
Oh.
Okay, Andrea.
Bit of a hate mail, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. There's really nothing nothing too substantial about what Michael Horn was relaying when we did the interview.
So wait, what did he send? What was the link he sent?
This was from a woman. And it's just some link talking about more stuff about Michael Horn. It's someone from his camp, and they've also been sending me nonstop. Yeah, they've been sending me nonstop emails in regards to Dr. Michael Shermer. They've been going out of their way to call him all sorts of things and just bash the guy, really. And they keep emailing me about it. And I was like, why do you think I care?
Like you care.
Yeah, exactly. Like I give a shit. I don't give a fuck.
Oh. Well, you know, Mike, as I've said before, it's the internet. People have got nothing better to do than bash other people when they don't need to. If you don't like somebody, just shut the hell up and leave them alone.
They're not like Michael Horn, by the way, and he's going to end up hearing this. Okay. But I mean, you know, just because someone disagrees with you doesn't mean you have to go after them.
That's
relentlessly.
Right.
Relentlessly.
Everybody is so sensitive, all snowflakes.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
I do. I get it.
You get it though, Mike?
Yeah, you know where it's coming from, dude. It's coming from the left. It's being indoctrinated into the kids in school, in grammar school, in high school, in college, through the media. Everybody's being told, oh, well, you can't do this, you can't do this. You can't laugh about any kind of racial jokes. It's wrong. You know, you shouldn't talk. No bullying.
These folks are very right-wing, though.
Right-wing, whatever. They're still snowflakes, and they've got sticks up their ass.
In their heart, yes.
Huh?
In their hearts, yes.
Yes, sure. But, you know, they're you can't say nothing without being criticized. That's... You know, people need to lighten up.
I don't really care, though.
Neither do I.
I just wanted you to hear that one. I thought it was amusing. I got even more funnier ones here. You ready?
Yep.
This is one from a hater. This is from Rob. He says, Michael, your show sucks. I hate you. And that was it. That was a pretty good, actually, and right to the point. He plays no games. Thanks, Rob.
We should take some advice from that.
I respect,
the show sucks. We got to pack it up.
I respect your opinion, but I disagree, darling. And I got another one here. I believe this is not an email, though. This is actually from Twitter, a very disgruntled gentleman. He chimes with, straight up, dude, fuck you. Don't know how... And by the way, there was a gap between these messages. He goes, don't know how to type back. And that there's another... brief moment of a few minutes passing, and he goes, it's pretty simple. You just type. And then another long pause.
Waiting for you to respond is what you're saying.
Indeed, yes. And my Twitter, by the way, is set up where it's like, I don't really see those messages yet. You know, I have to actually click like a different tab to read those. And most of the time, I'm kind of busy. I don't even notice that shit.
And so I got to ask, did this guy, did he explain or define his hatred and his FU to you?
Well, Mike, there is a bit of a backstory to that, yes. But he didn't explain that. He didn't explain that, but yes.
Okay, what is it?
Well, there's a bit of a backstory, but hold on. It's not over yet. And all he goes, you talk about being alpha all the time. You aren't. Then another 5-minute pause. And then he continues, more like a punk bitch.
Ooh, he's tough.
Very tough. Very tough. Well, Mike, you know, I did find out why he was so angry, though.
Why is that? Tell me.
Well, you know, I had found out that his girlfriend was actually listening to the show.
Okay.
And apparently she was bringing up the show too much, and he got very angry.
Oh, so that's your fault.
It's my fault, exactly. It's always my fault.
Perfect sense.
You don't know how many times I've had that written to me.
Dude, get a new girlfriend if you're so worried about her listening to a show.
I don't want to say this guy's...
If she drinks too much coffee, are you going to get mad at the coffee company?
I don't want to say this guy's name, actually. I feel kind of sorry for him. I actually found out that he's kind of like wheelchair-bound now.
Is he really?
Now he is. I think... I don't know what happened to him, but that was the last thing I heard.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so... I'm not gonna sit here and argue with someone who's actually in a fucking wheelchair, though.
Yeah, and you know what? I can understand what you're saying, Mike, but at the same time, guy, come on. You know,
get it together.
I got nothing against you, and I can't speak for Michael.
What are you doing with your life?
But seriously, what I'm saying is, hearing, you know, as an outsider, hearing this so-called feud between you and him. I mean, like, really, really, honestly. This is what you got to do with your spare time?
Well, is that much
write in and tell people to go F themselves?
It's not much of a feud, though. I'm not even talking to the guy.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste my time.
Feud? Come on, buddy. Jesus. Come on. Come on.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on. What's wrong with you, man?
It's something else, right? Something else. Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe.
Wait, you're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay.
Calm down. Yeah, calm down. You're getting nervous.
You sound like a dog when he does that.
Caller, go ahead. You're live on the air.
How you guys doing? I was listening to the show, and I heard you getting the emails from all the haters, and I just wanted to let you know I love what you guys are doing. I love what you guys are saying, because the far left has been showing how evil they are. And recently I've lost a lot of friends over this.
Oh, my.
And it just feels great to hear that you guys are, you know, speaking the truth as far as like my opinion goes. And I'm a huge fan of Mike's music, and I love the program. I've been going back listening to all the old episodes. So keep up the great work.
Love that.
I got to say, caller, you know what? It would have been hilarious if you called in and said, you know, I heard you guys are listening to all the hate mail, and I just want to say, you know, you guys can go F yourself.
Love that.
Right.
That would have been perfect.
I've been going back listening to old episodes, like I said, and now that Mike's on a lot, it's been great. So I just wanted to let you guys know. Keep it. Mike, I ordered some Spice Society stuff off you recently.
Really? Austin, are you the one who ordered the hat?
Yeah. The hat and the hoodie, yeah.
Bro.
Yep.
Are you from Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
All right, I'm going to hang up on this guy.
No, I'm not. I'm on Mike's Facebook.
I'm hanging up.
Facebook.
I'm hanging up.
Okay.
You're done. Goodbye, caller.
Thank Bye-bye.
You. Did you hang up on him?
No, I didn't hang up on him.
Oh, okay.
I'm just messing with him. I wouldn't hang up on you. It's okay.
That's very cool. Thank you very much for your support. I really appreciate that. And I'm really thrilled that you got the hat. I'd love to see a picture of you wearing the hat when you get it. Send a picture into the Facebook page, and I'll post it.
Yeah, I didn't know I'd get it yet, but as soon as I do, I'll be doing that for you.
Right on, man. I appreciate it.
I was gonna ask you too, Mike. Is your book the second edition? Is that going to be available again or no?
Good question. I ran out of copies from the last pressing. Right now, I was planning on, at the end of this summer, this year, I was going to do another press run, but with the fact that I am not working, I have no income whatsoever, other than the few t-shirt sales and CD sales and all that junk on for the music, I'm not making any serious money. So I can't re-release the book. I was going to do one last final re-release of the book with a new cover. Fix all the mistakes, all the typos that were in it from the last one. And that was it.
It's a good book, by the way. It's a good read.
Thank you.
Right. I got the hardcover one when it first came out years ago, but I meant to pick up the new one, and then it sold out.
Hang on to that, man. It's going for like $150.
I've seen that, yeah.
So yeah, hang on to it.
Are you going to play the Trioxin Fest again? I think they're going to do it around Halloween time.
Oh, are they? I don't think so, because I wasn't, nobody informed me about it. So
are they even going to be able to do that, though?
Probably not.
Right. Yeah. I think it got rescheduled for the end of October, but yeah, I wasn't going to call him, but I was listening. And another thing, I live in PA too by Scranton, and Governor Tom Wolf is a complete idiot.
I knew it. I knew this guy was from New Jersey, by the way.
No, he's from Pennsylvania, Scranton.
Yeah, but inside of his heart.
Scranton,
he's from Jersey, though. Everyone out there that lives in that area, they automatically live in Jersey to me.
Oh.
In my mind. In my mind, that is. By the way, so you grew up listening to, like, the Misfits, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Like most people do in the East Coast, like in Jersey.
Right.
Right. So you basically, one of the first songs you learned on guitar was probably a Misfits song, right?
Yes. Yeah, I would say that, or Ramones, probably.
Yeah, okay. Very nice, very nice. And, of course, like, Mr. Monster, great band. You know, I really wish I could have been there in the early 2000s to check them out at a bar or something.
You know, Michael, there's three bands there's three bands in New, if you're from New Jersey.
I'm so
three
jealous.
Bands that you learn how to play. You either learn how to play a Misfits song.
That's right.
A Bruce Springsteen song or a Bon Jovi song.
Right. Mike, I know the rules.
You know the rules.
I know
right?
the laws. I know the laws of New Jersey. Caller, by the way, I do thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic,
and,
brother.
Like I said, keep up the great work. Don't listen to that hate mail bullshit.
We love the hate mail, though. It's fun.
I know, but it's like, I heard you earlier talking about the protests in Portland.
Right.
When they punted that guy's head. And
they
like,
did.
I know Mike said he hasn't watched the news, but I can't watch it after seeing that because it just pissed me off so much.
I understand.
The
yeah.
news is just like supporting this terrorist organization and getting out of hand, so.
It's been wild. It's been a wild ride. 2020,
but
right?
It feels good to know that there's at least two other people in this world that feel the same way as I do. So, like I said, keep up the great work.
Amazing. Well, thank you for the call, my friend. We really appreciate that. Okay. Mike, say goodbye.
Take care, man.
Take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
Stay safe. Bye-bye. And there he goes.
A nice call.
It was. Very nice call. Very, very pleasant. So,
I remember who this guy is, too, because he just ordered...
He ordered something.
He ordered a Spy Society hat. And it's not like a cap or anything like that. It's like one of those, almost looks like a fishing hat, you know, the floppy kind of hat.
Right.
I think they call it a bogey hat. I'm not sure. But I don't even have one.
Good times. Mike, I forgot to mention, when we were talking earlier about the past, I was just thinking, imagine if the internet and cell phones were as popular as they were now and they existed in like in the 70s and 80s. Like with our technology we have today, can you imagine that, Mike, going to high school and shit with a cell phone?
I mean, I could, but I'm glad it didn't happen.
Me too.
I'll tell you, truthfully, I think it is my personal opinion that I firmly believe that the internet, particularly Facebook, social media, and these intelligent phones are corrupting not just America, but the world. I think that people are losing their abilities to if you even approached like an 18-year-old and said, can you read a map and tell me how to get from A to B? I guarantee you they wouldn't know.
I barely even know how to do that. And I'm like, what, considered a millennial?
Are you?
I believe so. So yeah, I can't really read a map that well.
Really? I used to read maps all the time.
Barely. I can, but it's not something that, you know, I want to do. I actually had a friend of mine in high school who was really good at that.
I used to work reading maps in a company called Transamerica Flood Hazard. As a matter of fact, it's that big pointy building in San Francisco. I used to work for a company in Jersey that we used to read maps. That's kind of how I got to get good at it. But my point is this. I mean, let's face it. Without cell phones
– we'd be bored as shit.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
I'd be bored without the internet, though, to be honest.
I wasn't bored when I was outside having a good time when I was younger.
Pre-COVID,
you know,
Mike?
People, what?
Pre-COVID BC, before Christ?
Before Christ, yeah.
Nice, okay. I was born behind a computer, though, Mike. You have to understand.
How old are you again? I forget.
Mike, you have to understand, I'm from that generation where we were like really born behind a computer. You know, AOL chat rooms were my original stomping grounds of the early 2000s. That's where the chaos and the trolling began for me, to be honest.
And I understand that. I completely understand that. But at the same time, you got to remember, Michael, let's go back before answering machines, before fax machines, before oh, I don't know, beepers and all that nonsense. I mean, life went on. It carried on.
Of course. You know,
and people did things to entertain themselves instead of sitting in front of a computer.
Imagine if you had a phone during that time. The fucking chaos you would have captured.
Yeah.
Back in those days, man, back in like the 80s, back in the 70s, 80s, even up until like the 90s, you were basically able to get away with murder to some extent.
Well, I mean, yeah, even with DNA testing, you could, you know, murder somebody and probably get away with it.
You probably were. I mean, many people got away with all kinds of shit during those times.
Yeah. Look at the mafia. Look how well the mafia did. They were cutting people up in, you know, you watch a Soprano, they were cutting them up in the sausage store, the deli. But once DNA stuff started, you can't get away with it now. But people are smart, and eventually we all figure out how to manipulate the structures, or I should say the barricades.
Right.
So.
And now the world is dealing with the new normal, as the mainstream media likes to say, and many are upset. We've got this global unrest, Mike, and of course we have the issues with children going back to school, many of them sent back home, many of them remote learning, all that going on. Talks of more vaccinations coming to us, as usual.
Michael, how do you feel about the whole thing with the schools?
Well, to be honest with you, I knew this was, it's kind of obvious, man. You know, I know so many parents out there, and they always tell me how their kids got them sick. And I was telling people here on the show, if you send your kids back to school, well, don't get upset if they return and they get you sick. It's just common sense. Just common sense.
Damn kids.
Goddamn kids. You know, I blame it on the younger and older generations, though.
Rats.
And now, if they would have listened, we probably could have been like China. If you don't already know this, Mike, they threw a huge party out there. A big-ass pool party, yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, huh? you're hearing me correct.
What do you mean?
They had a big-ass pool party out there in China.
In China.
They were celebrating being free.
Free. They're not free. They're in a communist country.
Well, they look pretty free to me. They were at some concert and they were at this gigantic pool party.
And what exactly are they celebrating?
This was at the Wuhan Maya Beach Water Park in Wuhan, central China. I guess they're celebrating after being locked up for so long, for more than 2 months. 11 million residents of Wuhan, they endured that strict lockdown. Now free from the lockdown, and they let loose, having a big-ass nighttime pool party out there at a very popular amusement park chain in China.
Okay. You think there's going to be any repercussions from that?
There haven't been any big outbreaks, apparently. The spread of the disease has been all but eradicated in China, they're saying. Though isolated outbreaks pop up sporadically, they say, in these reports.
Well, let me just make this perfectly clear.
Go ahead.
Don't believe everything you hear from China.
I don't even know who to believe, Mike.
And I understand what you're saying, but at the same time,
I don't even believe myself.
Don't be fooled by China, because they are communists, they are liars, and that's exactly how this whole thing got out of hand, because they lied.
Amazing. And yes, this is a very interesting, and of course, we are seeing this right now, and you can see the photographs yourself on the internet if you just type that in. Many of you will. Pretty wild stuff. Who knows what's going to happen here, Mike?
Oh, God, I just hope the meteor hits us quicker.
I just hope they don't eat any dogs at that pool party.
Now, that would be Korea. They'd have to go to Korea for that one. No, I'm kidding. You're right. You're absolutely right.
They probably eat them there too.
They do. They eat all kinds of effed up shit in
terrible. China. Terrible.
Like, I've seen them take snakes and just, like, they whack them on the head, peel their skin off, and then just start cutting them up. It's just unbelievable. It's horrifying.
Right. So, Mike, there was another issue that was brought up, and it's much more on the personal, it's much more of a personal matter, by the way. And
it's an email?
And, well, it was a part of an email, but it led to a question that I had for you, and I just wanted your thoughts and opinions on it.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, you don't have any kids, and I don't either.
None that I know of.
None that you don't know of, right? Do you recall when your mother used to ask you or tell your father about you having kids, or when you were going to attempt to have kids?
Yes.
I'm sure that conversation came up, right?
Yes.
So it did happen. Interesting.
Wait, when you say it did happen, you mean it did happen that my parents asked me about,
yes,
right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, they asked me about it.
Was it your mom or your dad?
Both.
So they both approached you.
Well, you know, I mean, when I was young, and I used to always hear, like when I was around, in my early teens, right up into my early 20s, it was always the, oh, you know, you'll get married. Because I used to always say, I'm not getting married. I don't want to get married. You know, I want to enjoy life. And I used to, you know, just say that. And they would always tell me, oh, you'll change, you'll change. And yet the only reason I got married was sort of – I was sort of pressured into it. Not by the woman I was marrying. I was very much in love with her at the time. And it was sort of a pressure from my parents that I ended up getting married.
Really?
Yeah, sort of. Not exactly, but sort of. Sort of. I'm not going to get into the story. It's kind of a personal issue. But nonetheless, there was a point in time when – I was, you know, they kind of forced me into it. And they made me feel like if I hadn't gotten married, living in sin would have been the option. That's the thing. Oh, well, if you're not getting married, you're going to live in sin.
I know. I haven't exactly had that conversation, but I know my mom has mentioned it to my father. You know.
Well, let me ask you this. You come from a Latino family, right?
That's right.
So Latino families are very, correct me if I'm wrong, but is your family like very religious?
No. Thankfully, really? No.
That's surprising.
I know it is. That's very surprising.
A lot of Latinos are really diehard Catholics.
That's true. They are. So out here you have like the 30-year-old grandmother.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy, right?
Yep.
Ah, that's pretty nuts. So, you know, I haven't actually had that conversation, but I think my dad, he's brought it up a couple times.
So, what exactly are you getting at? Like, are you talking about children or getting married or what? What exactly are you getting at?
Children. Well, Mike, if you let me finish, I could tell you.
Sorry, go ahead.
So, you know, I always thought, perhaps I'll find the right woman. I don't know. I don't have normal goals. Let me hit the music. There we go. You know, I don't have normal goals like a normal person, like a regular person, you know, or like a real man, you know. Yeah. I'm far from it. I'm not a regular human being.
I understand. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good, though, inside. But I've learned to accept myself and my faults, if that's what others want to label it. You know, I've accepted everything.
I see, yes.
Yes, so... You know, I accept myself and I'm happy with my main objections and my journey. And this also brought up a few public postings on Twitter, by the way, on my view of children and how I'm not at all for the child tax credit. I want that end. I don't believe you should be awarded for knocking up a woman at all.
Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah, just because you knocked up a woman doesn't mean you should be getting more money than me at all. The dumbest people on earth have children too. And then many parents who should no way be responsible for any human life are parents. So get rid of child support too.
Yep.
The oldest hustle in the game.
There was a point, in fact, I think it's still going on. I wouldn't know personally, but I know that I think when you were collecting welfare, for each child you had, you got more money.
That's right.
And I think that was a terrible
I think it's wrong. I think it's shit. In today's society, Mike, you should be awarded for not having kids.
Well, there's one thing I'm going to say. There's one thing I agree with when it comes to China, and that is limiting the amount of children that married couples have. Now, that may sound really harsh and like, you know, who do I think I am kind of thing. But let's face it, man, in the last 100 years, the population has grown by, I believe, 6 billion people. Or 5.5 billion people. 5.5 billion people in 100 years. So that's the one thing I agree with China, which is limitation on the amount of children. Two people that are married should have only two children, maybe three. That's
right.
It.
And of course, this stemmed from a video I saw on Twitter of a woman, of a mother, saying that she paid for this flight and I got six kids.
She paid for...
She was kicked out of a plane, Mike, and their kids weren't wearing a mask.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's rules. This isn't Vietnam.
Can I tell you, man?
Six kids, too. Good God.
Ugh.
Six goddamn kids. Can you believe that? Today, yep. Mike, this also sparked another thing I said on Twitter. You know, I did see a pregnant woman earlier today walking around with three kids, and she was like the size of a house. And she's walking around with three kids running around. And I can guarantee you, Mike, what comes out of her pussy is much more toxic than COVID-19.
Okay.
We also need to get rid of alimony, too. Get rid of that shit.
And affirmative action.
Get rid of it all. Get rid of it.
I think affirmative action is one of the most racist things that could possibly be out there for through the government.
Right.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nixon.
My goodness, Mike, I'm looking at the time and we need to wrap it up soon. So, Mike, I guess I'll give you another story here since, you know, we're going to wrap it up and having a good time talking to you here. So just another random thought came to me here and got a little story to tell you. The time I ran someone over. Can you believe that, Mike?
Yeah. Okay.
You ready for this one?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
It's pretty amazing, right? So I must say it was unintentional.
Well, let me hear the story first.
It was unintentional, Mike. I wasn't trying to kill anyone.
I wouldn't think you would try to kill anybody.
I was not trying to run anyone over. Now, okay, Mike,
That's a good start.
So I had taken a trip out to La Jolla and I got to check out the beach and enjoy myself tenfold. Now driving down to the cove to get some prime seafood out there, fellow Californians know very well how dangerous and hectic that road is out there. You really have to stay focused. Well, Mike, and listeners at home, I'm driving and staying cautious, and I'm probably about 20 feet from the restaurant, and there's a parking spot I see up ahead. So I proceed like normal. Now, keep in mind, there are people all over the goddamn place, Mike. And as I'm pulling in, I see the look of horror on the parking valet's faces, and they were shouting at the top of their lungs to stop. They were saying stop, and I was thinking, okay, what are these people freaking out about? So I rolled down the window and said, "What's wrong?" And they said, "You just ran over that woman."
Oh snap!
Then I said, "What?" I said, "What the f?"
But what woman?
Right, exactly. That's why I said, "What the f?"
What woman are you talking about?
And I got out of the car, Mike, and I see a female Asian cyclist.
Ooh.
And she was getting up and fixing her bike. And she was limping slightly, Mike.
Was this, when was this? Like a while ago?
This was a while ago, yes. A couple years back. So this memory just happened to come to fruition during this conversation we were having. And let me continue.
Go ahead.
And this lady, she was limping slightly. And I asked her repeatedly if she was okay. And if she needed anything, and I was so sorry, I told her, and she told me, no, it's actually my fault. I'm sorry. She apologized to me. And she said this was not the first time she had been struck by a vehicle out on the same road. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Some people just don't learn.
Yeah.
Some people never learn. And I told this lady, I said, wait, what?
Really? Like what? Double shake your head.
I told her, I said, you've been fucking hit before out here. And I said, you've had accidents out here, because that's what she said. She said she had worse accidents out here. And she just shook her head yes, and everything's fine, and she's going to be okay. And that's when she started walking off with the bike and then rode off. It was the weirdest 10-minute interaction I've ever had. And
I just wish, Michael.
Right, and I just wish I had the security footage of me running someone over. Can you imagine that? That could have been used for the opening credits of the show. Me running down some fucking female cyclist. Yes. Right in the intro.
Hey, wait a minute. You hit my car.
Can you imagine imagine if I had that in the opening credits of the show, Mike? Just me running over some woman. We'd be canceled for sure after that, right? Fucking cancel us quick. So yeah, I ran someone over before. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I nearly killed someone.
So much.
That's pretty badass. Not many people can say that, you know?
No.
Not many people can get away with murder like OJ.
That's right.
Yeah, it takes real talent to get away with something like that, folks. Oh. I felt like a gangster. You know, they were apologizing to me. I was like, that's right.
That's right. It's your fault.
You did it. You made me drive this car.
Country.
Yeah, go back home. Imagine. No, this was long before I could say that. No, this was like 2016. I don't think you're allowed to say that back then. Now you have like a pass to say that.
Oh, do you?
Almost. Jesus. So, Mike, I do want to thank you tremendously for being a part of the program yet again. And I want to thank all of you out there for being a part of the program. And, of course, those in the chat room. And remember, you can get a hold of me during of the program via Twitter at Michael Deacon. And of course, if you have not signed up for the podcast, please do so. It's all over all the popular platforms out there, Spotify, iTunes, all of that shit. And of course, if you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do so. And Mike, turning it over to you, please feel free to plug anything you like, my friend. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I just ran somebody over.
Nice.
I want to say thank you to all the listeners and the callers and the hate mail and the emailers. I want to say thank you to Michael for having me on the show as his co-host. I appreciate it very much. I love doing the show. And if you're interested, if anybody has been listening for the last 8 months, you probably heard me about these goddamn t-shirts that I've been trying to get out. Well, good news, folks. They're coming out.
They're coming.
That's right. I just, I think I uploaded, 3 or 4 of them.
They're coming like Stormy Daniels.
Indeed, they are. And they're coming out on the MikeHideous, .com page. There's also going to be a new section that's coming out. It's currently being worked on right now, on the MikeHideous.com site, a section of when I was in the Misfits. There's going to be all new links for videos that have never been seen before. There's also merchandise for sale that is from both my time in the band with the Misfits, as well as stuff that I had collected prior to being in the band. That aside, I also have artwork and photographs at horribleartwork.com. And lastly, if you're interested in contacting me directly through Facebook, you can reach me at facebook.com/HideousMike, and that's Mike, M-Y-K-E. Thank you very much for listening, everyone, tonight, and thank you, Michael.
For sure. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Talk
Take
to you
care.
Soon.
Man. Mahalo. Night, and there he goes, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mike Hideous. And of course, if you want to support this program, you can go to patreon.com/Michael Deacon. And that really is the best way you can do it. Or on PayPal, there is a link over at michaeldeacon.com. Please feel free to check that out. And if you donate any amount via PayPal, I will personally send you some of those episodes that we have done on Patreon. Very good stuff there. And of course, we do have another episode coming very soon on Patreon with Max Cole. And I believe Oli Damagard will be making his return exclusively on Patreon, so check that out. Patreon.com/Michael Deacon. International listeners out there, thank you so much for your support yet again. And just a reminder, yes, the podcast rendition of the program, iTunes, Google Play, and CastBox and Stitcher, and of course Spotify. Have to tell you twice sometimes, you forget. Interesting night yet again, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. That was quite fascinating. And this Saturday, the return of Linda Emmanuel. Many have wanted her to return to talk about all the lovely things that are expected to happen very soon here. Lots of questions to answer, and yes, I will miss you. I definitely will. Yes, patreon.com/Michael Deacon. You know where to go, and you know where to find us. Now, the mind continues to race as it usually does, and I want all of you to stay safe, no matter where you are on this island Earth. Reporting from Hell Central, California, I'm Michael Deacon. And with that said, the world is a mysterious place, and life itself is a mystery. Until next time, mahalo.